We're going to begin in verse 10, and read through the entire rest of the chapter, verse 31. I will read by myself on the odd verses, and if you would please join me on the even verses, and we'll begin together in verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates, when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen, and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. As I mentioned, we're going to be talking today about the excellent mother. The excellent mother. And if you look here at the end of our text, it says in verse 29, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. And can I just say something here? Yes, it's Mother's Day, and the topic then is going to be about the qualities found here in Scripture, about this virtuous woman. But can I just honestly say, you know, mothers, as we'll be speaking to you today about these qualities and things, the rest of you all can listen in too. It's okay. And just as much as in Scripture it tells us that there are certain things that a pastor and that maybe a deacon of the church is supposed to be, can I tell you it's okay for the regular church folks to do it too? You know, that's a good thing. You know, God doesn't necessarily want us to be mediocre, does he? Right? Because the last I checked, it says in Scripture that he wished that we were either cold or hot. Not lukewarm. So, if it's certainly okay for a woman to be virtuous and to excel and to be excellent, then certainly it's okay for the rest of us to follow suit, huh? Amen? An excellent mother. I love how this begins, and it says, who can find a virtuous woman? Can I tell you something? That this is, first of all, not commonplace, is it? Not commonplace. As in education, for as many years as I have been, I try to get parents to understand that most people are average. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about. Why isn't my kid getting an A? Because they're average. And that's not a slight. I'm not putting them down. Average is average, folks. You understand math, don't you? The majority of us are average. That's just how it works. Some are above, some are below, most are in the middle. It's just kind of how that works out. But you know what? those kids that may be average, as an educator, you know what I tried to do? I tried to make them excel. Tried to help them be excellent. Doing their very best because it's just the right thing to do. Hey, listen. Well, it says many have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. We need to learn to be excellent in all that we say and what we do. So we talk about this excellent mother. The first thing that comes to mind is the title here in verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. You know, I looked at that word virtue and virtuous. It simply means a particular moral excellence. Wow. The word virtue and virtuous means excellent. It's excellent. The practice of moral duties from sincere love to God and His law. But we've been talking about that on Sunday nights, haven't we? With the wonderful word of God. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. You know, as you read through Proverbs here and you see these things, are you seeing all the elements that fall line upon line and precept upon precept with Scripture? Do you see and did you notice all the moral distinctives of excellence in this woman's life? A virtuous woman. Oh, the heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do to him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, or worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships, and she bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field, and buyeth it with the fruit of her hands. She planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. How does that sound to you? Does that sound virtuous? Does that sound of excellent, of moral excellence? And the practice of moral duties from sincere love to God and His laws? You see, I didn't hear any of that mentioned there. It says here that favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. You see, I see a lot of virtue in this woman. And there ought to be this in our lives as Christians. In Proverbs 12:4, it says, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Let me make a little comparison here. If you're a born-again believer, you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, did you know that you are part of the local, part of the church, if you will, the body of Christ, which is the bride of Christ? If it says here that a virtuous woman is the crown of her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. How's that feel to us? Are we doing things that would make the Lord ashamed of us? Are you grieving the Holy Spirit of God that dwelleth within you? We ought to be what we are. We ought to be excellent. Virtue. At the beginning of this passage here, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? The heart of her husband does safely trust in her. let's keep the thought. Can Jesus trust you? To do what you're supposed to do? To love him? Can he have no need of spoil and do him good? And can we do him good and not evil all the days of our lives? That's a virtuous woman. A virtuous mother. An excellent Christian. In Philippians chapter 4, it says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus, Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. Do. At the end of our passage, it says here that this lady has done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. As we read through this list of things that she has accomplished, they're what? They're done. They're things that she does. So it's not just, as James says, just a hearer of the word, but a doer. Thou hast, many has done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. And may I say about the others, it doesn't say that they were doing poorly. She says that this particular one had excelled them all. We ought to be excellent. Hey, listen. I am for believers being believers and doing right and doing virtuously. But how many of us are excelling? Going beyond. Doesn't Christ teach that principle? Yeah, Alfie. Oh, turn the other one. Right? Oh, give me your coat. Well, here, take my coat too. Well, go with me 1 mile. Okay, I'll go with you too. Right? Aren't we supposed to abound? Aren't we supposed to go beyond these things? God wants us to excel, especially in this thing of virtue, this moral excellence. It says here that if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We need to do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And as you do, listen to some of these verses from Proverbs. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. In Proverbs 6, verses 20 through 23, my son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck, that when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. You know, a virtuous mother, she lives this moral excellence. She passes it on to those that come after her. You see here that, as it says, that the children arise up and call her blessed. And her husband also, and he praiseth her. It's an exciting thing to see kids mimic their parents. You say, is it exciting? I hope so. It ought to be. If we're doing virtuously, then those that follow after us will. Are we not compassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses? We have an opportunity to show them, to be an example to them of how to live and what to do. Are you there in 2 Peter 1? To Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him, listen to this, that hath called us to glory and virtue. Folks, we're called to excel morally, to be virtuous in our lives, just like this particular Proverbs 31 woman, if you will, this excellent mother. You say, how do you know she's a mother? In verse 28 says, her children arise up and call her blessed. So that's what we're talking about. And we need to, likewise, because we're called to glory and virtue, we ought to live our lives excellent and virtuous. As it continues here in 1 Peter, look what it says. It says, pertaining to life through the glory, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, here's that word, and abound, excel, thou excellest them all. They make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Proverbs 31:31, it says, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Over in Romans chapter 6, it says, what then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye which were servants of sin, that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants unto uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now be made free from sin, and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, this thing of virtue comes through our Savior Jesus Christ. Because without it, as it says in 2 Peter, that this is written to them that have obtained like precious faith. And in Proverbs 31, it says that this woman, she fears the Lord. She shall be praised. Remember, the definition said the practice of moral duty is from sincere love to God and his laws. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do we love him? Are we virtuous? We have a good example here in Proverbs 31 of a virtuous mother. As you go back to our text in Proverbs 31, let me just remind us that if we are in Christ because of salvation, because of accepting Jesus Christ for forgiveness of our sins and payment that we owe to God because of our sin, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It says in Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I think that we find in Proverbs 31 that this woman that was to be praised, this woman that excels them all, was one who feared God, was one who did these things because they were God's ways and God's commands. We ought to be a virtuous Christian. Look at the second thing that I think stands out to us. It says here that she does all these things. She considereth the field, and she layeth up these things, and she makes all these different goods and sells them, and provides for her family, and provides for others, and even extends out and stretches out her hand to the poor, and reacheth forth her hands to the needy. You know, she's an industrious mother. I know it's not a Bible verse, but idle hands are the devil's workshop. Right? Listen, we're not to be idle. We're not to just waste away the day. We ought to be busy, if you will. You know what Jesus said? Remember when they went to Jerusalem, and his parents said, "Hey, where have you been?" Remember they left without him, and they kind of lost Jesus, like a lot of Christians have today, right? They said, "Hey, where have you been?" He said, "Wist ye not that I be about my Father's business? Are you about the Lord's work? Are you industrious, or are you idle?" You know what's prevalent in our day, and listen, all of us succumb to it, if you will, time wasters. There's lots of time wasters available, aren't there? Oh yeah, lots of them. And they're as easy as just swiping on your phone. It's always right there with you. Those little time wasters, they're just kind of there. We need to be industrious. Do you see any time wasting here? Have you all read through this? Have you read through this before? You're like, and you ladies are like, "I don't know how she fit all that in a day." Do you feel that way? Yeah, come on, ladies. It's okay. Yeah, I mean, this is a busy lady. But can I tell you something? We all ought to be busy about the Lord's work. Hey, doesn't it say that, hey, we should be looking up here? He's coming again, folks. We ought to be busy about the Lord's work. We ought to be industrious. Oh, by the way, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with, oh yeah, thy might. We should be industrious. That's a good principle. And an excellent mother is not only virtuous, having this moral duty and this moral excellence from sincere love to God and His law, but they're also just busy. If you want to call it not a busy body, that's not good, but busy, diligent about the Lord's work. Over in Joshua 22, it says, "But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all His ways, to keep His commandments and to cleave unto Him and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul." Does it seem like this woman was completely devoted to what she was doing? Absolutely. And we likewise ought to be completely devoted to the Lord. In Proverbs 10, verses 1 through 5, it says, "The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame." Didn't Jesus tell his disciples, "Hey, look up. Look under the fields. They're white already unto harvest. Say not ye there that four months and then cometh the harvest. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest," right? "That he may send forth labors into his harvest." Folks, we need to be industrious. We need to be diligent about the things of the Lord. He said, well, but I am doing all that I can do. That's great. Then excel. Well, there are many that have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. You know, one of the things that I enjoyed, well, I didn't necessarily enjoy it then, but when I became one, I did enjoy it. But as I was a kid, participating in sports at school, we had something called a coach. Okay, it's not like these coaches today, which I don't know if I put much stock in some of the coaches today. But boy, you know what my coach did? He pushed me beyond what I thought I could do. Pushed me beyond what I thought I could do. Oh, hey, I'm doing good. But can you do better? But thou excellest them all. Oh, yeah, I'm busy. My day's full up. Is it? You know, because we have a little bit of a different viewpoint of it than someone else might. So we just need to make sure that we're diligent, that we're doing all that we can do. It says here that this woman's day, if you will, was filled with these things. She seems like a pretty industrious individual, doesn't she? And that's something that's made her an excellent mother. Proverbs tells us, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. The slothful man roasteth not which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. This seemed like the things in here that were part of this woman's life were precious to her. Absolutely. It says here, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Proverbs 21:5 says, the thoughts of the diligent lend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. Be thou diligent and to know the state of thy flocks and to look well to thy herds. What does it have to say? Well, to be industrious, diligent about the things that we ought to be about. Take your Bibles and turn to Romans chapter 12. I read to you verses 1 and 2. But as you turn over there, listen to 2 Peter 3. It says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Are you there in Romans 12? Look at verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Does that sound like a busy Christian to you? Absolutely. And that's the life that we should live. In Colossians 4, Paul admonishes those in Colossae and says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. And then over in Ephesians chapter 5, Paul said, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Do you see those elements? This thing of a virtuous mother. This thing of a industrious mother. And then may I kind of close and wrap things up today as we go back to Proverbs 31. Not only do we see her virtue, not only do we see her diligence or her industry, but we actually see the excellence. The excellence. It says here, toward the end, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. Let me ask you this. Did she have favor? Yes. And if you will, did she have beauty? As far as we can tell, yes. He said, those are vain. Well, what did she have that made her excel? Many have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. It says here, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I really believe that as we strive for excellence, it's about how we deal with God. Do you fear the Lord God? Or may I say, do you fear the Lord your God? I really believe that the thing that's hindering our world today more than anything else is the lack of the fear of God. I really do. You know, we are in a perverse generation. They have everything backwards. And you know what? All the entertainment and all the things that are out there today, you know what they're kind of geared toward? Making God in the spiritual realm a fairy tale. No, I mean, they mean it. Think about it. All these, I despise them completely, but, and I've never really did like them at all, but these horror movies and things, you know what they're there, you know what they're really there for? To desensitize you to the truth that the devil is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Oh yeah. And you know what, to what end it leads us to? Oh God, yeah, okay, not, maybe he's real, maybe he's not. Huh? Because if God really is real, and he really is this particular being that the Bible speaks of him as, not only is he, yes, God is love, and yes, God is long-suffering, but do not forget, he's a righteous judge. He is Almighty God. And although God is long-suffering, he can decide to end your life right now if he wants to. And if the truth be told, listen, if I had to tell a lie, what's keeping him from taking me away? Or if I do this against him, or break this commandment, or do this thing, what's stopping him from taking me out of here? Nothing. Only his own will would keep him from doing such. Y'all understand what I'm talking about? We ought to fear God. And again, this is not being afraid. It's a reverential respect. But you know what our world has lost? Almost any respect for God. Just look at how his name is used. So carelessly. So frivolously. And if you will, as a cuss word. Almost so much that we don't even kind of notice it anymore, do we? What a shame. There should be a reverence, an awe, and this, if you will, fear of God. Do we excel? Take your Bibles and turn back a few chapters to Proverbs 8. Proverbs chapter 8. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Fear, or hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. You see, this virtuous woman, this industrious mother, was excellent in her ways because she feared God, because she was wise. Did you notice that this thing of wisdom was in her mouth and in her tongue, the law of kindness? The Bible says in Proverbs 12, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. Proverbs 17 says, excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. This thing of excellence ought to permeate those who fear God and love God, and if you will, are of God because of Jesus Christ. In Proverbs 22, verse 17, it says, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written unto thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might take thee, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. Did you notice that all through Scripture, we see that those that fear God and those that follow God are of an excellent spirit? You know what that excellent spirit is? It's the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. Are we not commanded to walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh? To show forth the excellence of our God in us. In Galatians chapter 5, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Do you see those characteristics in this virtuous woman in Proverbs 31 as I do? They're all over there. And that's what we need in our lives. He says, against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Remember what David said in Psalm 19? Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The end of Proverbs 31, it says, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. You know, your life will show what's really inside. Did her life exemplify the virtue, the industry, and the excellence that she possessed in her life? They show. What's in you? Remember what Jesus said? Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Is thenceforth good for nothing, and to be cast out to be trodden under foot of men? Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle, put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, I just was thinking about this thing of Mother's Day. And I really believe that here in this passage of Scripture, not only is it talking about this virtuous woman, this virtuous mother, which, ladies, I hope you all desire to be in, and many of you are doing well, doing virtuously. But who's excelling them all? But can I say something? It's not just for you ladies, for you mothers. It's for all of us. We all need to be virtuous. We all need to be industrious. We all need to be excellent. Not in our eyes or in men's eyes, but in His eyes. Does not God know us best? Does not God know who we really are? Absolutely. So I just want to emphasize that, oh, many have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. And I think Jesus very adequately describes that this is not just for these women. Because he says, when we do what we're supposed to do, it's well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. It needs to be something that we all attain to. Maybe this today helped you to kind of see this perhaps in a little bit different light. But we need to be an excellent example to others.